Ryan, I was at a bachelor party this weekend.
Didn't we just talk about bachelor parties?
We did, but I was at a different one. I was at my buddy's bachelor party this weekend for 3 days, right?
Three days.
No shower. We were island hopping on this like houseboat thing. So no showers, right? We had a bonfire.
Ooh, you had a bonfire.
Night with one. A no. And I reeked like fucking smoke. For 4 straight days.
Because you were probably smoking cigarettes.
No, it was because the damn fire wasn't a Brio. It wasn't a smokeless Brio. And my hair, I could just smell the smoke coming out of my hair when I finally showered when I got home.
How good did that shower feel when you got home?
Unbelievable. It hit different. But if you don't want to have to worry about that, check out Brio.co. Get yourself a smokeless fire. You get all the great things about a fire without any of the shitty things about a fire. Number one being you don't smell like smoke and you're not coughing up a lung. There's no no white rabbit.
Just going to ask, what is your go-to, what do they call that? Like, what do they call that type, that's like a saying like that, like a wise tale or?
Your trick? I don't know either.
I don't know. Like, well, Cody, what do they call it? Like a wise tale?
Yeah, Cody's like eating fucking tale. Lunch right now.
Is it wives or yeah. wise?
Wives. Wives
like
tale.
Lady.
Wives tale. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like if you have warts, you just take like you cut a potato in half, you rub it over your warts, and then you throw it over your left shoulder. Gets rid of them instantly.
Really? Instantly?
Specifically or, the left shoulder. They know if it's the right shoulder. That,
seriously, the potato and wart gods will be like, nah, dude, wrong shoulder. You get extra warts now.
The potato and wart gods says that. What a shitty job.
Or like yeah. if you spill the salt, don't you have to just like throw it behind you?
I think it's if you spill salt, you throw pepper over your shoulder.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I mean,
maybe that's why I've been having bad luck.
Beans.
I've been doing salt the whole time. That's probably why I've been having bad luck. That's probably why I have the yips.
Well, if you don't want to have to deal with smoke wives' tales, just get a Brio and you won't have to say white elephant or white rabbits, not even one time.
Yeah, can we also touch on the fact of how sleek these things look?
We can.
It's like a stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing you have to do is go chop firewood. And if your dad didn't make you chop firewood when you were younger, then maybe you just don't deserve a Brio.
Yeah. Chop some wood and then you'll earn it. Just chop it so you know what it's like.
You got to earn that fire.
Get yourself a mall and a Brio. We should tell Brio to sell malls, wood splitting malls, do they? Someone pull up Brio.co.
I looked the other day. They don't.
Well, they should start.
I looked the other day.
Okay. Right. Yeah, guys. Brio.co. Brieo.
.co. I like that it rhymes. You spell it out.
Brieo.co.
Mm-hmm.
Go get yourself one. First smokeless fire pit on the market. Tyler, that's enough about the smokeless fire pits. You guys are sleeping on them. Go check them out.
Do it.
Hey, pipe that the wrong f-ing way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
We have some information from last week's podcast.
Yes, big time update.
Actually, let's save that for the next segment.
Oh, Ryan, you get a little
the secret of or not the secret. Can you legally drive drunk? Not drive drunk. Can you drink and drive on a golf course in a golf cart?
We have the answer.
We have the answer to that, and we have the breakdown of why. But Tyler, I was in Nebraska last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Would you drive to Nebraska for the Grill of Your Dreams?
Fuck no.
Yeah, I was there. I went to my first Big Ten football game.
Who do they play?
They played the University of Buffalo. Khalil Mack.
Hell yeah. Dude, that was my go-to team in NCAA.
Really?
What was the last one with RG3 on the cover? 13?
RG3 would have been drafted in...
I think that was 13, right?
I don't remember. Baylor, though.
So I'm pretty... Yeah, he's on the cover. That was... We played a shit ton of that in college, sure. Right? And I always picked Buffalo because they had one super fast slot receiver and a really good running back and one linebacker on the defense that was a stud. And I was like, why is this
Khalil
team
Mack.
So good? And I didn't know because they couldn't have their names on the game back
oh,
then, you
sure.
know?
Yep, likeness.
So then I Googled Buffalo college football team from 2013 and it's like Khalil Mack. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
No wonder he's 99 overall.
Well, they had none of those this last weekend.
Oh.
They had literally nothing. They put 3 points up on the board.
Buffalo?
Yep. The over under of the game was 54.5. I took the over naturally because last game Nebraska scored like 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, home game, you know, things should go well. Pack stadium, also 85,000 fans in the stadium. It was that'd absolutely been electric. Sweet.
It's so cool.
It was awesome. But yeah, it was like 14-0 at the end of half. I'm like, oh God, this is
not you're not hitting go your well. Line. No.
I'm like, all right, well, Buffalo's gonna come out. They're gonna come out firing in the second half. Like they can't get the run game going, and they just kept running the ball and kept running the ball. And it's like, what? I'm trying to hit over 54.5 here. Why do you keep running the ball?
Well, did you tell them before the game?
I didn't, because there's 85,000 screaming fans.
You should have told them ahead of time, and they'd have thrown it for you.
Yeah. So the Cornhuskers won 28-3.
Big win.
I did lose $20 on that bet, which is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's fun to have skin in the game when you're at something like that. And then, spur of the moment, we went to the Cornhuskers volleyball game.
We talked a little bit about this before the podcast already.
It was electric.
Volleyball is fun as shit to watch.
Yeah, and Cornhuskers, number 3 in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Are they playing Buffalo as well?
Nope, they were playing the University of Utah. The Utes. Yep. Utah was number 20. Nebraska ended up losing in 5. Kind of a wild course of events. But here's the thing about volleyball is like some of the plays in volleyball are so intense. Like it'll make the hair on your arms stand
especially
up.
Long volleys with a couple good dives mixed yes. in the volleys. A couple good digs. Yeah. That'll get
good. Couple good sets.
Did the student section do the classic thing on the opponent's serves?
No. The student section was kind of weak at the volleyball game. There was maybe like 100-150 students there. But yeah, that was a packed house.
Show
as well.
Up, Nebraska.
Well, the football game was earlier that day, so it could have.
So you doubled up in the same day.
Same day.
I thought these were different days.
Same day. Big time Cornhusker fan now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Long volley or just like a massive kill, like those girls get fucking fired.
Rightfully
up,
so,
dude.
They should.
And that's what I love about it is, you know, in football it's more of a slow burn. Like, you know, you could have one play throughout the whole game that like everyone is just on their feet, mm-hmm. going nuts. But volleyball is like
nonstop,
essentially like once every couple minutes, mm-hmm. just electric.
Well, like even to it, especially if you really enjoy volleyball, you can get into like an ace too.
Yeah.
And that's just one hit and it's over with, but you still get pumped.
Yeah.
I would at the bachelor party, I played a lot of spike ball. So you guess you can consider me a professional or collegiate level volleyball player because I was undefeated.
I hate that.
Fucking sore.
Where'd you play spike ball at? On an island?
Yeah. There was a bunch of sandy beaches and stuff.
Lake Vermilion?
No, we were on Rainy Lake.
The river or the lake?
The lake.
Ah, that's why you didn't catch any fish.
Really?
You gotta hit the river.
Huh?
Rainy River.
I was catching a buzz.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's good.
I played probably like 5 games of spike ball, which I don't really like spike ball that
really?
Much.
Really? Why?
It's just not for me. I like my yard games to not get me out of breath.
I like playing spike ball against other people who are also good at spike ball because I'm a competitive guy,
mm-hmm.
and I'll treat that like the Super Bowl. But a lot of times you get into a game with either one or two other people who just, you know, are kind of just there to fill a spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as fun. Like, no. You know, you hit like 3 aces in a row and you're just basically tapping it off the net. It's like, okay, you know, hit one back to me so I can smash it in your face,
mm-hmm.
type of deal.
Well, I played like 5 straight games cause we couldn't lose.
Yeah, you gotta stay on the net then.
Yeah. Obviously very drunk.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah,
wow.
At a bachelor party, as I know, it's surprising. laid out for a ball. Had a couple really cool dives, but laid out for one in particular where I just landed on stomach only, knocked the wind out of me.
Oof.
But landing on my stomach while very drunk after playing many games of spike ball
threw up.
Is a recipe for disaster.
Uh-oh. Threw up.
I don't think I've ever thrown up more violently in my life.
From falling
like
on
projectile?
Your stomach?
Yes. And it was almost immediate. I like hands on the mouth. Like I panicked and ran onto the boat instead of like into the woods.
What the hell?
I went into the little porta potty in the boat for some reason because it was just like, that's what my body wanted to do.
You had no control of your body at that point.
I was just reacting at that moment.
Interesting.
Yeah. But
weird.
That brings me, my buddy was telling me a story at this bachelor party. I don't know if I want to get into it yet. It's about the golf carts. Should we wait?
Yeah, let's wait for that.
Okay.
Never mind.
We'll circle back on this. The puking is coming back. Don't worry. We'll gross you out some more.
So overall, whose bachelor party was better, yours or your buddies?
Oh, mine.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, golf?
Yeah, they didn't golf. We didn't golf once.
Cornhole?
Yeah.
You can't golf on a houseboat.
No.
Also, what'd you think of the houseboat?
It was sweet.
I've been on one.
It was cool. I'd never done it. I thought we would be in the water most of the time.
Like swimming?
No, like the boat would be like in the middle of the lake.
Oh, but the boat was on land instead.
Yeah, we had to beach the boat every night. The boat was actually on land.
Okay,
We had to beach the boat like every day by 6.
Yep.
When we didn't even take it out, we just stayed on the island and like took regular boats around the
lake.
Was
there like a little handheld like radio that you could...
This is Houseboat 40 to base.
Yep.
Houseboat 40 to base. Oh, go ahead, 40. We're about by buoy 19. We'll be docking soon.
This is Houseboat 40 to base. We have a 26-year-old guy puking in our bathroom right now. We're going to need some reinforcements. We're going to need some extra garbage bags.
Yeah, we'll send someone over. Just make sure he doesn't puke in the hot tub. Over.
You got a hot tub?
Yeah, on the roof.
Sick. How about a slide?
I'll keep talking like, yep. Didn't do the slide though.
What?
Too many fucking rocks, dude. There was rocks everywhere.
Iron Range?
Yeah.
Was the water like...
freezing cold.
Well, was the water like brown?
No.
Oh, was
crystal clear.
Okay. Iron. You get up in the Iron Range, Lake Vermilion. The water's like brown from the iron.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I did actually, after Spikeball is done, go in the lake so I can take an ice bath.
Wow. Houseboat 40 to base. We got a guy taking an ice bath and taking a shit at the same time.
He is actually naked. Please bring clothes.
I could get into some stories, but I'm just going to leave him off the pod.
No stories?
No stories.
Just give us one.
I just gave you the puke story.
Give us one more.
The Bachelor. Talked about he was at my bachelor party.
Sure.
Didn't wear pants once.
Wow.
It
what was
like
he wearing?
40, just his underwear.
No shit.
He was playing beanbags and he was like, these pants are holding me back.
Oh my God.
He took his pants off and then proceeded to spend the whole weekend. He brought like 5 pairs of shoes for like different activities. Didn't wear shoes.
No.
Or pants the entire weekend.
Well, you never
sounds
do any of this.
Sus.
Yeah.
I am definitely an overpacker because you think of all the situations you might be in that you might have to pack for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or you just need options. You got to see what other people are wearing or whatever. So I end up wearing 25% of the bag that I actually pack.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I get that situation.
Yeah. So we had the You Betcha work party on Thursday night last week. Like everybody from You Betcha all went to Miles and we all got drunk, right? I left at 11.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You left early.
At 11.
You got the karaoke machine on. You were trying to force me to get on it, and then no one proceeded to get on it.
We were gonna, but Jared was too into the Thursday night game. So my plan was to wait until the game was done, and then I had 3 people ready to go and sing karaoke.
Aha!
And then the boss, not Miles, Rebecca.
Ooh.
It's like, we need to go home. I'm tired.
Oh, man. Why didn't she just go home herself?
Because I didn't want to coordinate a ride.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'd have given you a ride home.
Okay, now I know.
That's tough.
But I packed for this bachelor party that night drunk as shit. So
You weren't that drunk, Tyler. I was looking. I was
I almost
you.
Puked in the driveway.
Oh, my
Lane God. Came outside and he was like, hey, are you good? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine, dude.
No
I'm
shit. Fine. You left at like 9:30.
I left at 11.
Oh.
Exactly 11. But I packed drunk. So it was like the next day, like, cool, let's see what I brought. I had no idea. I brought 1 pair of shorts, I brought 1 pair of jeans, and then 100 shirts. I had so many shirts and 2 pairs of pants.
So not only did you not shower, you were just gross, greasy, smoky, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You also didn't have clean clothes.
Yeah, and the pants weren't even like sweatpants. And you're like, when you're hungover, you want to be in comfort. I don't wear jeans the whole time.
What?
I only brought a pair of jeans and a pair of shorts.
What?
Yeah.
You should just wore your boxers like Bachelor.
I should have, but it was fucking cold.
What's your ideal Bachelor party look like outside of like what you did? Like if it was unlimited money, what's the ideal Bachelor party look like?
Dude, I don't know. Go to a Vikings game 1.
Okay.
Does travel matter or can I?
Nope.
Do I have a teleport
wherever.
Machine?
You can go wherever.
Okay. So we start at a Vikings game on
noon game
on a Sunday.
Okay, noon
game. We go to the Vikings game. Everyone has a blast at the Viking game.
They lose.
They don't lose. It's,
then you go to the next activity.
You said it's perfect. They win.
Okay. Okay.
They beat the Packers.
It's the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Somehow two NFC teams in the Super Bowl together because the AFC...
got COVID.
All got COVID.
Yeah.
So then it was just the NFC in the Super Bowl. Packers, Vikings. Vikings win. That's step one. But somehow they put the Super Bowl right at noon. So we're good. Not an evening Super
Bowl. On a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
Okay. Go on.
Then we teleport to Alaska.
You just fly there. You can just hop on.
No, we need to teleport. I don't want to wait for layovers and stuff.
Where at in Alaska? Seward?
Sure. We just go to anywhere in Alaska. We hunt bears.
Ooh, nice.
We hunt bears. So we've taken care of the Packers. We've taken care of the bears.
Okay.
Then we go mountain lion hunting.
Okay. I was going to say Africa.
We get rid of some lions.
You want a safari hunt for lions?
We could do that too. Actually, I want to kill a safari lion in Alaska.
Oh, don't put it on Facebook. You'll get blasted.
That's true. That is true.
Don't put it on Facebook. Cecil the lion. Minnesota Dennis went out and killed him.
Yeah.
I met that guy's brother.
Really? Good guy?
Good guy.
Okay.
We haven't talked about golf once yet.
No, we haven't.
So after we kill our lions, we play.
Then you go to Augusta, Georgia.
We go. I don't want to play Augusta.
Why?
We go and play St. Andrews. We get back in the teleport machine. We go to we play St. Andrews.
Okay.
And then we come back and we eat all my favorite foods, and then that's it.
Which would be what?
Lots of really shitty Chinese food.
Okay.
I love Chinese food.
Yeah, no, your old Chinese food's been.
That's not mine. I don't leave any extras.
Not me.
Oh, I know it's not you, Cody.
It's fucking
Jake's.
It's Jake's.
I threw it away.
Who else would it be? Yeah, it's not mine. I'm not saying thank you for something that wasn't mine.
Okay. Go on. Shitty Chinese food.
Shitty Chinese food. Good Italian food.
Ooh, like Johnny Carino's? Or
better than that. Like, give me some authentic Italian.
Italian food, like Domino's?
Yes, exactly.
Pizza is big
maybe,
Italian, right?
Maybe Little Caesar's. But Caesar himself was Roman. So does that mean the pizza is Roman?
$5 hot and sweaty pizzas.
Hot and sweaty, baby.
I like it.
Hot and sweaty.
Pay $8, get some cheese sticks thrown in.
Nice.
And that's it. I go home.
Like Diet Mountain Dew or anything? Like a 2-liter of Diet Dew? Or...
give me a Diet Coke, though.
Ooh, you I don't think they
have... sit down. God, this was the perfect day.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm finishing off the night. I'm going to Vegas. I'm going to a UFC event.
Mm-hmm. I figured.
Yep. And then I'm going to go out in Vegas for till the break of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And... that's it.
You know, you can do that. That's not unrealistic at all.
I can do that. I'm going to do that this next early spring.
You getting married?
No.
Your bachelor party.
I'm going to MMA, UFC event.
But it's not a bachelor party. Just say it's
you want to hear my ideal bachelor party?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. I want everyone to close your eyes right now, and I want you to envision this quest that we are going to be going on.
If I couldn't hear you and know that you were at the mic because I could hear you, I'd be worried with my eyes closed.
Okay. So, picture this.
Ouch.
You wake up. It's 8 a.m.
Oh, do I open my eyes now?
No, you keep your eyes closed. Okay. Get out of bed, 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Alarm clock goes off at 6, snooze it 20 times to get to 8, all right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get up at 8.
Yep.
Okay. Tea time for 9.
Ooh.
So we get a breakfast in. We get biscuits and gravy at the local diner.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the course.
Does the diner have the food ready? Because 8 to 9 is not enough time.
Nope,
to
tea
sit
time's
down.
At 10. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Tea time at 10.
Mm-hmm.
You have 6 mm-hmm. tea times available.
Ooh.
4 guys each, 24 people at the bachelor party.
Okay.
Electric atmosphere.
A big group.
All right. So 4-man scramble.
Mm-hmm.
I get to choose teams and I choose the best guys around. And we win the scramble tournament mm-hmm. by like 6 strokes.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably.
Oh, what team am I on?
You are on the second place team.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably house like anywhere from 13, 14 beers on the course, and then you hit the 19th
mm-hmm.
hole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wife maybe calls and then the best man answers and said, oh, don't worry. We got it all under control. Mm-hmm. He's doing great right now. We're having a great time.
Okay? We're still at hole 15.
We're on hole 9.
Even though we're not.
We're going
even
backwards.
We're, mm-hmm.
we're at hole playing from 18 to 1.
We're actually at hole 19. Okay. We get done with golf at 4 because mm-hmm. the 19th hole, 2 hours. All right. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Vegas. We fly from the 4:30
teleport,
4:30 flight to Vegas for the 7 p.m. main card. Mm-hmm. Conor McGregor, Machine Gun Kelly. pay-per-view to the masses. There's millions of people buying this pay-per-view, and it's actually discounted to $50 instead of $60 because they're really digging in my pockets every weekend to get that money. All right, so fight's over. MGK beats Connor because Connor breaks his other leg. All right. Then we go to the sports book downtown Vegas, or the strip as they would call it. And we put $1,000 on the Vikings to win the Super Bowl at plus 1200.
On the Saturday noon game?
Nope. This is like for future bets. Okay. Oh, so we just have that one bet in. So that's secured. All right. And then we go over to the casino and we put 10K every. So there's 24 people there. Everyone chips in like $500. So we put 12K on black 69 and we hit.
69 is red.
And we are red 69. How did you know that? Because it's odd.
I'm just saying that.
Okay.
Can I open my eyes yet?
Not yet. No. You're imagining all this, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. So red 69 hits. We win a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we go to Dan Bilzerian's mansion in Vegas. All the Ignite products are available. No free ads again. Sorry. You're absolutely in another dimension. You have no idea where you're at. And we just happen to end up.
So wait. We're going.
Eyes are closed, remember?
We're going to Dan Bilzerian's, but we don't know where we're at.
What we do know where we're at once we get there.
Okay.
And then we don't know where we are at about 2 hours later.
Oh.
But somehow we get back to our hotel. We get back to our Airbnb, which happens to be Dan Bilzerian's second house, which we have rented out from hitting 69 black or red.
Oh.
So all the money goes towards that. And all of my best buddies are there. We're having a good time. And then we just come back and we're feeling good on Monday.
Cover my eyes now.
Yes. That's a hell of a bachelor party, if you ask me.
That is a movie. Do you know what that movie's called? Hangover.
Hangover.
You just described Hangover.
I did, but they didn't go to MMA events, so it was a little different.
No, they did meet Mike Tyson. So
here's the only flaw in here, that roulette wheels actually only have 38 numbers. So
it's a big one. It's a double roulette wheel. The odds are doubled.
It goes 1 through 36 and then 0 and double 0.
Hey, damn.
Did you not hear him?
This is ideal. This is perfect.
Okay, so it's double the size.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Which means you get double the winnings when things hit.
Yep.
So you get
black 69.
One in
69 chances.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit for like 150K.
Yep. Do we have anything left over from the 150K after renting Dan Bilzerian's second house?
Zero.
Zero money. We got us. So let's say Dan Bilzerian's house rental is 100K.
Okay. 50K left.
What are we spending that 50K on?
Probably a private jet.
Is that what we're putting down on the Vikings to win the Super Bowl? $50,000.
It's actually not bad.
At 1,000,000 to 1.
Wow. Think about that.
So we get $5 billion.
It'd be more than that, wouldn't it?
We get $50 billion.
I don't know that.
Single-handedly bankrupt the sports book.
Yep.
Yes.
They wouldn't even let you put a bet like that down, would they?
I'm sure there's a max.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
A potential earnings max.
Yeah.
I will never bet that much my whole entire life. I probably will never make that much my whole entire life.
You won't make 50 grand?
Probably not.
I think we're working for different wages.
Yeah, what are you guys making?
I don't want to ask what you're making.
That's some bullshit.
But you should talk to Miles.
About what?
Your compensation.
Okay. Well, what do you think I should be making then?
If you're never going to hit 50K in your lifetime, it means you're probably only making about 1,000K a year.
Okay.
Here.
Which is like, it's like less than 100, it's like $100 a month.
Mm-hmm.
No, it'd be less than that, like $90 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that's a good wage in 1985.
It is. Yeah, very good.
You should at least ask him for maybe, I know it seems like a stretch, maybe $2,000 a year.
2K a month.
Then it would only
2K a year.
It would only take you 25 years to hit your $50,000.
Yeah, those are good odds.
Mm-hmm.
Those are odds I want to play with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enough talk about bachelor parties. We laid out I don't know how we even got into that. We laid out the perfect scenario on what we would want to do on our bachelor parties if we could do them again.
Because
I'll never get another one. You won't get another one either.
Yep.
Because we are with the loves of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Tyler?
Yeah, but I'm not getting married for like another year and a half. So I might sneak in another one.
You probably could. You might as well.
I think I'm gonna.
We could maybe make what you just said happen.
dude, if the technology's there and we have enough influence over the NFL,
yep,
we can make it happen for real.
Okay. It's on the list. Okay. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and talk about drinking and driving on the golf course. Big time topic for debate.
Yeah, we brought up a very, very important question.
How are people allowed to drive? Sorry, let me rephrase that. How are people allowed to drink and drive on the golf course?
Specifically,
I get it's private property.
Yes.
Go on. I cut you off there.
Oh, no, I don't remember what I was going to say.
Okay, so I get it's private property, but it's not like a cop is going to jump the fence and come get you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily private property because there's five courses here in town alone that are owned by the city.
But that's
golf course, but it's private property.
Yes, it is still owned by the city. It doesn't make it like a park.
How so?
I don't fucking know, Cody.
Cody, just go with it.
The park is owned by the city.
Just blindly believe me, please.
Okay.
Just go with it.
I'm just curious.
Okay, so our guy, Eric Steven, messaged the page. Mm-hmm. I have one point of this. And this answer yes. to the question, you have another point. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through his breakdown of the whole thing here.
Yes.
Because I still don't know how this works. Haven't researched it. Haven't done anything. We want to wait for the podcast to do mm-hmm. this. All right. So Eric Steven, Michigan cop here. Best way I can explain it is you can do it because the motor vehicle code states that for OWIs or drunk drivers, it has to be an area generally accessible to the public to operate on. Golf course is a closed area that a general motor vehicle can't operate on. You can't just drive your car onto the course, if that makes sense. So you can get popped in the parking lot for it technically because it's an area that's generally accessible to the public, but driving on the course, you are safe basically. Hope that helps. If you need me to elaborate more, let me know. Thanks, Eric. So it's not accessible.
Really?
It's not accessible to the public by motor vehicle.
This question is about to get a little more complicated.
Oh God.
I thought the DM and the information I learned this weekend would end this forever, but it is about to be ripped open again.
Get rip it open.
More fucking bachelor party talk. Anyway, one of the guys at the bachelor party is a county deputy in Minnesota.
Okay. Good guy.
Yeah, good guy.
Awesome.
I asked him, why is it okay to drink on a golf cart? And he said, it's not. It is illegal. You can get a DWI on private property. It does not matter where it is. It's just not enforced.
Wait, so if it's illegal, then the golf course is letting you perform an illegal action.
Correct.
So how is that even possible? Because the law enforcement knows that people, they have BEV carts.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole page.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's only enforced if you do something stupid.
Okay.
So it's basically like, yeah, we're letting you do this. Don't do anything. Don't take it for granted. Don't take advantage of this rule.
You know what? I'm sure there's instances of this, like people like being reckless with the golf carts and then they call the cops and
they can
like,
get a DUI.
They get a DUI.
Yes.
Let me look it up. I'm sure there's something.
Yes. So that's because
we literally haven't done any of our own research. This is just open.
We have law enforcement doing the research for us.
Correct.
So this must vary from state to state. So apparently in Michigan, it is legal, while in Minnesota, it is not. But he did tell me some of the things that you could do that would get them out there and for them to enforce it.
No. So you see all those videos on TikTok, Instagram, people taking dives into the lake mm-hmm. with their golf carts, bury them in sand traps, all this kind of stuff. Guys, don't do that.
Right.
You're going to get popped for a DUI.
So you actually might not.
Really?
He told me it has to be really fucking bad.
So like it has to start on fire.
Like number one, if you take the golf cart off the golf course, just like the Michigan guy said.
Okay.
If you take the golf cart off the golf course and you're riding around in a neighborhood, you're going to get popped. That's a DUI.
So
if you are on the golf course, and this was a huge trend on TikTok recently, if you're on the golf course and you're running into people, like if you're, you know, people like were running over their buddies with golf carts,
yeah,
you're going to get popped and get a DUI. And then putting it in the lake, it's kind of up to the course's discretion if they're going to call the cops or not.
So here's a good point, guys. Keep your ball out of the back of people's yards.
Yes.
Because if you drive into someone's yard with a golf mm-hmm. cart, DUI.
Yes.
Maybe not a hefty one, but DUI.
DUI. DUI nonetheless.
Nonetheless, Dewey.
Walk into the yard, pick your ball up, don't take the cart, or Dewey.
Not again, not a hefty one, but you're still gonna get one.
Reiterating,
not a hefty
Dewey.
There's gotta be people out there that are like trying to get people to drive into their yards, some Karens out there, so they can call the cops and be like, this guy was off public property.
Okay,
private come property. Get him.
Here's a case. There was five guys on a two
burgers and fries.
Five guys on one cart and just on the bench part. And I guess the driver made an abrupt turn and is now facing a DUI charge following a golf cart incident. Basically, they were messing around on the course. There was five of them on the two-seater cart. Driver makes an abrupt movement, causing one of the passengers to fall off the golf cart. Passenger was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Dude, Cody, where did this take place at?
This was...
Something like this happened to a girl in Fargo. She fell off a golf course, got paralyzed. A golf cart.
Sawarita.
Okay, so not around here.
No. He has been booked into Pima County Jail for one count of driving under the influence, aggravated assault, endangerment, and reckless driving.
Oh, Jesus, guys.
That's a hefty one.
They're hitting him
that's
with the
book. That's a hefty
so
Dewey.
Maybe you will get hit with a hefty one.
The case is also still under investigation.
When was this posted?
2021. Let me look at the date on the article. September 11th. So
this shoot, last weekend.
It was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
So ways to get a Dewey on a golf course, driving off the golf course.
Oh, meaning, this happened on Friday, September 10th. This article was published on the
Jesus. 11th. So you're driving to someone in Karen's backyard. She's mm-hmm. going to call you in Dewey.
Mm-hmm. Potentially hefty.
Yeah. Potentially hefty Dewey.
Not a good look.
Four people on the cart, five people on the cart. Take sharp turn. Guy flies off, breaks his arm.
So what happens
can't
to me?
Can't finish his round. You got to pay for the rest of his round and his medical bills. Dewey.
Yeah, dude, that's adding up quick. That's a lot of fees.
Driving your cart into the pond to try and find your ball you just hit in there.
Priceless.
Dewey.
Like those lists, you know?
Yeah. Hey, getting a hole in one with all your buddies sitting there watching
mm-hmm. while
after
the police.
You just took a round of shots with the Bev cart girl.
Yeah.
Priceless.
Fair. While the police are on their way up to the
while
T-box.
The police
to
are
congratulate
on,
you.
Yes. Police officer comes up, says, if you hit a hole in one right here with the Bev cart girl watching, no Dewey.
We'll let you go.
We'll let you go.
As guy long as everyone's okay.
Guy hits a hole in one on a par four. No Dewey. Boys are buzzing after that.
That's the power of negotiation and leverage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, Cody, that is, car salesman.
Yeah.
That is called compromise.
That is called no Dewey, hole in one. Buying the round buying a round for the course.
Buy the round with all the money you just saved from not getting a Dewey.
10 grand.
If you tell the police that they have, quote, no balls, they probably will do the deal. Probably will do the bet.
Probably. Say, hey, you won't not give me a Dewey, no balls.
Hey, take this deal. Come on, no balls. No balls, take the deal.
Boom,
they
deal
love
done.
That.
Yeah.
Cops love betting.
Do they, though?
Oh, we just made a bunch of cop friends in the DM, and now we're just like, no balls.
Why? You know, they like to have
they
fun.
They get it.
Too.
They get it. Cops
have
fun.
Fun on the job.
They love this
betting.
Weekend.
Yeah.
They love betting.
Okay. So now you know.
We're not lawyers.
So that's what do we narrow it down to? Don't be dumb.
Don't be a fucking idiot, and the cops are not going to stop you from having a good time as long as you have a ride home.
Course is wet. Cart signs are up. Says 90 degree rule only.
Mm-hmm.
Guy doesn't follow 90 degree rule. Mm-hmm. Cops are called Dewey.
Like, potentially, yes.
Wow.
For not following the 90 degree rule.
What's the 90 degree rule?
Meaning you can only drive straight on a fairway or straight across the 90 degrees.
Like, in theory, yes, they could come out there and enforce that. They have the right to, but they said they won't.
Hit a ball in the sand. Don't rake up your footprints afterwards.
Fucking Dewey.
Dewey.
Seen a lot of people drive through the sand traps.
That's okay.
Course for a Dewey.
That's a 100% Dewey. Maybe not a hefty one again, but still getting one.
Potentially hefty, though, if we learned anything from the article.
Yeah. I think you just shot the best round of your life, and we're just celebrating with your buddies. Got a Dewey.
Hear me out. How bad would that look? You do get into one of these rare scenarios where someone does get a Dewey on a golf cart. how hard is that going to be able to convince your wife or girlfriend
to ever let you golf again?
Go again?
Oh my God.
Son of a bitch. So not only
Cody,
the long lasting effects are more than what we think.
I might become strictly a push cart guy. I don't want to fucking risk it anymore.
Well, they have motorized push carts now. Don't get one of them.
I got to talk to my guy. Does that count?
It doesn't. Because you're not actually riding it.
No, you're not operating anything.
I'm operating the push cart. It is motorized.
Also, have you guys ever seen those the motorcycle golf carts?
Yeah.
How can you not get a dewey on them things?
That's actually just dangerous to drive
through. It's only two wheels.
They're made for deweys.
Yeah. It's like dewey friendly, apparently.
Wow. When are they going to start adding breathalyzers in the carts? Even?
I don't know. That's a good question. If you got a round shut down after like 12 holes because you had to hit the breathalyzer, you're getting people to come out of their backyard just to blow on the breathalyzer for you.
No, dude, you got a dewey on the golf course in the cart 2 weeks ago, and now you have to drive the Toxalock cart.
Yeah, they put you on suspension.
No, they put whiskey plates on your golf cart so that people know that you're going to be drinking and driving and having a good time with the boys.
Jesus.
So yeah, we did not.
All jokes aside, we don't condone drinking and driving in any way. Get a ride home.
That, and we also don't condone really over drinking and being dumb on the golf course. Because we're there to have a good time, and I get it. We're going to throw back a couple 10, 12 beers, but be smart.
Yeah, and then have your guy get a ride home.
Get a ride home.
Be smart.
Unless.
Even if you got to get the Bev Cart girl to give you a ride home. Problem solved. So I don't even know if the debate is settled yet.
I don't think it is.
There's so much dynamic to it.
And it sucks that it's state to state. Give me one rule.
Yeah, just give me the North Dakota rule. That's all we need to know.
Yeah. I wonder what North Dakota's rule is. That's the one we should care about the most. That's where we are.
Yeah, we don't actually know.
We should just call one of the places.
We'll call the cops after this.
Oh, yeah. It's actually not a bad idea.
911. What's your emergency?
We should get a cop on the podcast.
We should.
To just put an end to this segment.
Yes, we'll solve it once and for all.
You got any cop buddies? You're one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he needs to find the North Dakota law because he's Minnesota.
He is a Minnesota guy.
And then we'll figure that out from here.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, I gotta take a fat piss right now. So one more break and then we'll come back. So and I have a... I don't know if I want to... It's not a wager, just like a proposition for you.
Okay.
Okay? You don't know anything about this. Cody doesn't either.
So I have to close my eyes for it?
Yes. You have to visualize.
Okay.
All right, be right back. This is something that we haven't talked about in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to lay it out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still think you can beat me 1v1?
100%.
How do you even think that?
Ryan, I have now literally seen you at your worst.
You have, and that
I would have fucking crushed you when you were at your worst.
Correct, and there's a reason why we hadn't played during that time.
Because you're scared.
I am not scared.
Yeah. All right, Saturday morning, you and me.
I can't Saturday.
No,
I can't. If you want to go at like 8 a.m., I can go.
Yeah, I'm in.
Can you go this weekend, Cody, to film?
I might be able to.
Well, we're going to have to figure out a time where someone can come film.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about this earlier today, and I'm not back by any means, but I'm back in a sense where like I can, there's still 0% chance.
Ryan, I'm playing good.
And I'm not.
I know.
So
I don't know why you're so confident.
But even me, almost at my worst, I still don't think
you can. I don't think you can, dude.
So
you talked about,
why do you say that?
'Cause you shot, what was it? You said 27 over the other day.
At the country club?
Or whatever you were.
Like 38 over?
Yeah. I am consistently shooting like 20 to 25 over.
At the country club?
Not at the country club.
Exactly.
But nice courses still.
No.
Like Rose.
Rose Creek,
I was 18
but
over.
But the caliber of the course matters a lot.
A little. I'm playing my best golf.
I also put 4 balls in the water on 2 separate holes.
Uh-huh.
So there's like 27 strokes in 2 holes.
Yeah, that sucks. I won't do that.
Which, if we're not playing at the country club, there's no opportunity for me to do that.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of other courses with water, Ryan.
Yeah, but not water that you're literally hitting. You have to hit over the water.
Yeah, I can think of one right now.
Which one?
Hole 3, Rose Creek.
you don't have to hit over the water. You hit straight, you hit left, and then you hit on the green.
If you want to get there and make par easy, you go over the water.
Yeah, but I can make par easy without going over the water.
Doesn't sound like it. If there's water involved.
So when I was going through the situation that I was going through, what were you thinking?
Like I said before, at the time I was thinking like, kind of, this is sort of funny. And then I started to get actually pissed at you. It's like, figure it out, Ryan. And then I felt bad for you.
How can you get pissed at that though? You've never been in that situation before.
Just more at you were being pretty grumpy about it. And I was like, Ryan, just
rightfully so.
I was like, just Ryan, stop. Like
fucking match play.
And then it kept happening.
Biggest tournament of the year. I get banned.
Yeah.
I know. I think I have a way to get unbanned, by the way. We'll talk about that at a later date.
Yes. But yeah, and then I was like, okay, this is actually a serious problem. He's not just playing bad.
You know,
and then
how
I started to, and then I pitied you a little.
You know what I could have gone for during match play is a Dewey on the course.
Yeah. That would have been sweet.
It's like a scapegoat to get out of it.
Yeah, just cops. Yeah. Just I should have called the cops on myself.
Yeah. It would have put us out of our misery.
Smart play.
Well, yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm not able to finish this round. So here you go, Tom. Here's the W for you.
Fucking Tom.
Yeah.
Let's just both agree, though, that Tom would be both of us.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Me at my best, there's no way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And I still haven't played my best golf yet this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still time.
I think you did play your best golf already. It's behind you.
We're already in September.
Right. Round one, Pine to Palm.
Yeah, that was okay. I left shots out there.
That was your best golf.
You're right. It was, but I could play better.
You could. You could always potentially play better unless you're shooting an 18 on 18.
Okay. So how do you want to... So you want to play against me?
Yeah. Of course. I've wanted to all year long.
Why haven't you asked?
What do you mean?
You've never asked?
We golf together all the time.
I know, but we're not really playing against each other. We're more so either just shooting a video.
Sometimes. Remember there was one round where I was winning through like seven... And both of us knew it, but didn't say anything.
Yeah, that was more so you were playing against me. I was just playing.
No, you knew it, though. I was like, Ryan.
Yeah, but finally, it didn't bother me at all.
Finally, I was like, Ryan, I'm four up on you. And you're like, I know.
Yeah, I think if we go into this round, you can't hit your three wood.
That's the only thing that would give you the win. Otherwise, you're fucked.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
That's such a bold claim. That's almost as if you're like going to shoot low 80s, high 70s.
I am.
No.
Okay.
There's no chance.
Good. I'm playing good.
So, okay. Lay the rules out.
It's just golf.
What course?
Because we want to do 18. Should we do Rose Creek?
Sure.
Okay. We'll do Rose Creek Saturday morning.
Well, we have to have a shooter for it, so.
True.
I have a gender reveal at 10. Not my gender reveal. I have to go to a gender reveal.
You should just reveal your gender on the podcast.
Male.
You didn't even give us time to celebrate.
My pronouns are he, not him, because I'll never be him. Tom.
Tyler's going to say, my pronouns are he, not him, because I'll never beat him. And then it's just a montage of me.
Just shanking it to the right.
We only have one clip of that, so it'd be a flop of a TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we going...
We each get a breakfast bowl.
Okay.
We each get a breakfast ball. Do you want to do a breakfast ball per nine?
Sure.
Okay. Breakfast ball per nine can only be used on the tee box.
Yep.
Okay.
So stroke play or so overall score?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Easy enough. You sure you don't want to play by hole?
Yeah. Positive. Okay. Because I know when you put 15 balls in the water, I want that to add up at the end.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
And if I do happen to lose, then we play by hole. We play, I get redemption. Then we play.
Oh, like a rematch.
Skins. Yep.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Okay, so we'll sign the contract for...
I don't know, though. My knee might be hurting after, and we probably just have to be done for the season when I win.
Okay.
You just have to think about it all winter.
You have to get a tattoo of me if I win, and vice versa.
You would never do that.
You're right.
I know.
But I also wouldn't lose.
God, what would be a good bet, actually, though? That would suck for both of us, but isn't like life changing.
Haircut. You get to give the other person a haircut.
No.
Shave their eyebrows.
I don't hate that. Nothing like. I'd do the haircut.
The other person gets to shave the loser's person's eyebrows.
That's very Nelk-y.
No, that's
though.
Too much, my dude. We're in content. The haircut, we can just put a hat on it for videos. Eyebrows, that's going to take a hot minute.
Loser makes the other one dinner, I guess, because you don't like all the cool shit.
Loser buys the other one pizza.
That's crazy.
Don't do that. That's crazy.
Do it.
Apparently, Ryan only makes $1,000 a year, so the pizza would actually suck.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's actually Jack's.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, Jack's pizza.
I don't know. So I don't know why you made this such a big mystery.
Because
you were fucking texting Cody about it in our group chat that I'm in.
Because we were talking storylines and content school today.
Yeah. And I just, and then you like hid it from me. And I was like, oh, no, it can't be that because I was in that group chat. There's no way it would be that.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, let's leave that up to the audience. If you guys have any good wagers,
yeah. Send us good wagers.
I don't think it can be like aesthetically, like face tats.
You don't
like,
get to choose. That's why you would not want to lose. It has to be something.
It's got
to
suck.
But I'm playing.
It's got to suck. But it can't be life changing or influence our business at all.
Okay, you're telling me we would get less views because you don't got no eyebrows. That's a lie. You'd get more views because that looks friggin' hilarious.
He makes a good point.
Good I'm not shaving my eyebrows.
Tell me you wouldn't get 10 times the comments like, where the hell is this guy's eyebrows?
or paint them on. you just get
angry
like,
eyes.
What is it called? What is the eyebrow shit the girls wear? What do they put in their eyebrows?
I don't know. They just like paint. Some girls just paint them
on. It looks like a brown colored pencil.
Yeah.
Like
what is that called?
Yeah, a colored pencil.
Crayola?
That's not mascara, right? Is it mascara?
I thought
that was eyebrows or eyelashes.
Yeah, it's like the same stuff they put in their eyebrows. I think they do in their eyelashes. They do on their eyebrows.
That's just stuff's all sticky and shiny though.
I don't know how they do it,
Tyler.
It's
a brown color.
I've never
pencil.
Had issues with having eyebrow hair.
Me either.
Some girls it just gets thin. You know, you gotta thicken it up.
You gotta get it tattooed on.
Not getting tattoos.
No. I'm just saying that's all right. What girls do.
You got a good one.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really apply to me, but. Like if I beat you, you have to shave your beard. If you beat
me, what's the reverse for you?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
You have to grow a beard.
Well, I know I can't do that, so I'm up for that one.
Shave your eyebrows.
Paint your nails.
Okay. What color?
For how long?
Hot pink for a week.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll shave my beard.
Shave your beard.
Paint your nails.
Paint my nails bright pink.
We'll see what the DMs say. The DMs, I'm sure
they'll give us
some good ones.
They will.
So should we wait 2 weeks then? So next week on the podcast, we can really determine for people what the penalty is.
I think I can go 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, and then
I have the weekend
and then
open.
2 weeks from now, then we'll actually play the game.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. We're not shaking on this bet yet because we don't have the other ones, but we will bet something.
So we are playing. We are now playing.
We are
1v1. Uh-huh. Carts or push cart?
I don't give a shit. Whatever you want.
I want
no push carts. PGA rules.
Let's see, carts or push carts? Carts.
Okay.
Save the legs.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna put up an Instagram story with the
suggestion box.
Yeah. So. Bet suggestions, the 1v1 Ryan versus Tyler. End of the year. We've been talking about it for a while. Haven't talked about it for a long time. So we're bringing it back. And we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't think that I'm going to take this as serious as I possibly can.
No, I know you will.
You're wrong. No, I said if you don't think I'm going to take this as seriously as I possibly could, you're wrong.
But I know you will.
Because I'm going to.
Ryan.
There's no question about that.
Okay. We're going to film it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Deal. Done.
Deal.
Okay. 1v1.
1v1. We're not putting it up on the story either. You had to wait for the video.
Correct.
It'll be a full 3-minute long deal.
Yep.
Nice.
Alrighty. Well, that wraps up today's podcast. We got a little, now we got some skin in the, we got a little competition going. Mm-hmm. You and I are a little too friendly with each other sometimes. Like we just had, like we're too good of friends on this podcast.
Knock that off.
I know. So, it's happening. Ryan versus Tyler,
1v1
the
two
match
weeks.
The match three.
It's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening in. Head over to the website, oyoubetcha.com. We got all the breakfast ball merch available, the Bevcart regular, the foot wedge professional, the polos, all that kind of stuff.
And we actually have the merch up on the walls now if you're watching on Facebook.
Yeah, it's all over. Just a hodgepodge of shit.
The hats, the towel is over Ryan's right shoulder. Cody switched to Ryan. Cody. There it is.
There I am.
There it is.
That's a good looking towel.
That's a great towel.
Yeah, oyoubetcha.com. Go check it out. We'll see you guys next week. Love you.
Love you. Hell, that's a breakfast ball.